السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دعم بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم في Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our du'as and deeds of amal that we do on this beautiful day of Wednesday. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and half hour with the half year. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Muharram, 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on verse number 14. To understand this verse, we need to understand in Madinah Munawwara was Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you had some people on the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara, the Awali, even today it's called the Awali of Madinah Munawwara. And then you had some people, the Arab, the people who were villagers and like farmers and so forth and so on. So then small tribes, small groups of people who'd embrace Islam from time to time. So this one group of people announced what they felt is correct. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala rectified what they said. So remember that this is a wonderful lesson for all of us who are born Muslims or we embrace Islam. Because many a time we think and that thinking is not 100% correct and we need to rectify it, otherwise there could be severe consequences. Chapter 49, verse number 14. قالت الأعراب آمنا. And the Arab, the villagers said that we brought Iman. Iman means that from the inner recesses of your heart, you believe in everything which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us. And we don't only know it, but we believe in it unconditionally and unreservedly, whether it is logical or supra-logical. And we believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teaching, preaching, and all the articles of faith, we must believe in it. That is true Iman. But the judge of that is only Almighty Allah Jalla wala, because we don't know what is in the hearts of people. We don't receive wahi and revelation that had stopped with the demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed and instructed Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you rectify them. Kul, you address them and tell them, Lam tu'minu, no, you haven't brought Iman. What you have done is recited the formula, the words, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So what are you? وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. But say, we are Muslim. So today you can say that there are 1 billion plus Muslim. But mu'min, if you get half that amount, you'll be lucky today. Because the barometer of it is our salat, is our deeds, our actions, which are compulsory upon us. And you know what is the plight of the ummah today, locally, nationally, internationally. And where is your Iman? Walamma, and as yet. How you translate walamma and as yet? Walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qulubikum. And as yet Iman, that real faith, that inner conviction has not entered fi qulubikum, in the inner recesses of your heart. Every mu'mina, every person who has true iman, faith, conviction, he or she will be a Muslim. But every person who is a Muslim is not necessarily a mu'min. We need to understand that properly, especially in this day and this age, where people are so confused and some of their fuses also are blown. So Islam is the external and iman is the internal. Like the other day, I gave you an example that will resonate with you. I am speaking to you live from here, our studios, Alhamdulillah, in Indonesia. You're listening to me in various cities, countries, and continents. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatun min Rabbi. This is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So my ruh, my soul, my spirit is within me, and your ruh, your soul, spirit is within you. So that is the motivating force. And now our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our limbs are functioning. So that is the external. So iman, that is the spirit, the soul, the motivating factor. And then all our limbs and all that functioning. So that is the Islam. So that is the external. So always draw a difference and distinction between the two. There's a definite dichotomy between the two. Iman is internal and Islam is external. We can say that person is a Muslim, but the mu'min, you must remember that we can't say until you must remember that it is, you must, that what's happening, that person there, he has got the inner belief in the inner recesses of his heart. So remember that in that case there, so we should now come and understand that walamma yadkhulul imanu fi qulubikum, that the iman of that person there. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, it must enter the inner recesses of the heart of that person there. Wa in tuti'u Allah wa rasulahu, and you the ummah, if you are going to be obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all walks of light, of life, not only sometimes, some occasions, Ashura come, we become good Muslim, Ramadan come, we become Muslim, we in Umrah or Hajj or Masjidul Aqsa, we Muslim, and holiday comes, other occasion comes, all hell breaks loose. You will not find a single verse in the noble Quran where ita'at, obedience to Almighty Allah is mentioned, and after that Rasul is not mentioned. Wa in tuti'u Allah wa rasulahu, and if you are obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and His Messenger, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Khatamun Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is compulsory and mandatory. So we need to understand why. May yuti'i Rasul faqad ata' Allah. If you are obedient to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then only will you be obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So all these characters who call themselves Quranic scholars and Quranic people, they only believe in Quran. Straight away they murtad out of the fold of Islam for rejecting the ahadith and the sunnah mubarakah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, Tuesday nights I have tafsir here in the masjid, like last night we had, Alhamdulillah. So one modernist character came. So after I have tafsir, I give every person a chance to ask questions like I used to do in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, Alhamdulillah. I used to give every student chance, you know, ask whatever you got. So this person said, I don't believe in this sunnah and hadith and so. So I asked him, because idiot fool, idiot jahil, you know. So I told him, we read Isha Salat now, were you here? He said, yes. I said, where in the Quran is mentioned we must read 4 rakats, Isha Salat, Maghrib 3 rakats, Fajr 2 rakats. So for Buhit al-Ladhi Kafir, already he got finished. Then I asked him, brother, I'm 100% sure that you circumcised, your father circumcised you. So he looked down there. So I asked him, show me where's the circumcision in the Quran. So we circumcised him properly and he ran away the harami. So that is how you deal with these people. You must know how to deal with them. So la yalidkum min a'malikum shay'a. So where if you are obedient to Almighty Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, la yalidkum ay la yanquskum, it will not decrease from your actions anything. On the contrary, it will enhance your iman and your actions will be rewarded multiple times, manifold times. So we must do some introspection and soul searching. Are we really obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Are we really obedient to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or are we making khiyanat in amanat, committing breach of trust? Allah gave us this Islam and Iman, but now we practice on it when we feel like and so forth. So therefore, it is a major, major and serious offense. And those people who sit on the fence, they are guilty of committing a major, major offense. Allah Ta'ala always motivates us. Just look at this verse. Inna Allah Ghafurur Rahim. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is of forgiving. Rahim, very, very merciful. Chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. O my beloved servants, you went beyond the limits. You transgressed all my limits and all the boundaries. Yet I am telling you, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. If we are sincere, we will repent sincerely. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah will forgive all the sins. So it's still a hope and great hope, but we must take the initiative. Chapter 39, verse number 53. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 6th of Muharram 1447. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. Some very, very good news items here. Listen to it attentively. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. In the past 24 hours, 4 Jutlas and Jews, Zionists dispatched to hell. We say Allahu Akbar Kabira. We say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. Trumpeting away. He sends a tweet last night, our time, you see. And you know they behind us and all that. He says that Israel is agreed to a 60-day ceasefire and with certain conditions and so forth. So all parties will have to come on board. So America agrees, Israel agrees. He say now the threat comes. If Hamas does not agree, things will get worse. We say, Trump, you donkey, Donald Duck, who is the one who's committing the genocide there? If it's not you, Biden, and you, Trump, you war criminals. 5 times in the United Nations Security Council, it came ceasefire. You and your government and Biden and the government vetoed it. Don't come threaten Hamas that your Smotrich, who is the minister of your economics there and financing in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. I'll send all this out in the morning, inshallah. He said, the truth be told, the Israeli army has failed in Gaza. This is Smotrich, the war criminal and the terrorist who said, you must burn and finish everything up there in Gaza. And now he admits. And you want to come and threaten Hamas? You go to hell. And MBS and Saudi government, you also go to hell. They say the only way peace can come, you must remember, is Hamas must be removed. And then only peace will come. MBS, you're a murtad bin shaitan. You are the most humiliated leader in the Saudi history. Remember that. We're not like this munafikeen who come by you and butter you up and want your money. We don't want anything from you. We make a distinction between the Haramain Sharifain. We cry to Allah for the protection of the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa and all the Masajid. As far as you and your ilk go and your Salafi scholars who are with you in South Africa and other parts of the world, our message to them is clear. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta Aada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy the Saudi regime with ala Saud as they are trying to destroy Islam, the Haramis and Muslims. See what Israel has done. Al-Shifa Hospital, once upon a time, the biggest hospital there in Gaza, the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Hitler was right on many issues. I agree with him. He did a good job. He should have done a better job. So Shifa Hospital, the dialysis department is totally closed. Do you know why? Do you know why, Trump, you harami? Do you know why, you Republicans and you Democrats? Because Israel is not allowing fuel there inside Gaza al-Mubarakah. So you must remember, people are dying because there's no dialysis facilities. Babies are passing away. They're just born and after a few days, 1 week, 1 month, they pass away. There's no milk formula. There's no medication coming in. There's hardly any food coming in. So now, and you tell me you are the civilized people of this world, you haramis, we need to name you, shame you, and nail you. So now they got a good hiding from Russia. Therefore, we like Putin. I told you 101 times that we will support anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, anybody who attacks America and American interests, who attacks Israel and Israeli interests, whether it's the Kafir Shias of Iran, whether it is Putin, whether it is anybody else, we will support them as long as they are attacking America and Israel and their interest. So now America announced no more patriotic missile and missiles for who? So for the Ukrainians. Our stocks are running low. How's that now? America says we don't have for you. It's not they don't have. Putin gave them such a threshing, they used the joker Zelensky and them another Jutla Harami as a proxy who fight Russia on our behalf. And they gave them a good threshing, you must remember that. We stand with Putin. Trump, you must remember, went to visit the alligator. You remember George W. Bush after 9/11 and so forth, 2001. So then he had that Guantanamo Bay, and it took hundreds of Muslims, Sunnis, and put them there in jail. The shame and the stain on all the American presidents that till today that Guantanamo Bay Gitmo is open and my brothers are still there. And my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, is still there in the hellhole. And there the Pakistani government and army must be to blame. Sare Chor here, you must remember, bunch of crooks, they are majority of them. So that is Pakistan, you know. So anyway, he goes and visits the alligator. That is where they are going to send and imprison the illegal migrants and immigrants and so forth and so on. So question for you, Trump, your wife, your in-laws and all of them. So from where they come? Slovenia. Isn't it time that you send them back also? They also there on false pretense. They lied, you must remember, when they entered America. They were not people who spoke the truth. So if you want justice, you will have to send them back. And there's a big movement regarding that. Remember that there's Netanyahu. Netanyahu's Laiti. Now you don't understand the word Laiti, his son. Yair. Y-A-I-R. Yair gave his father a varma clap. You understand? A good smack. And a right hook and a left punch, you see that? And he flattened him. So they told him, you get out from here and you stay in Miami. You got it? So now they're paying $5,000 for him from the Israeli taxpayers' money and so forth and so on. So Yair got busy yesterday. He woke up. He said the Israeli government is very similar to the Ayatollah's day in Iran. Now, how is that? Now, you tell me. So he says how Iran, that is run by the Ayatollah dictatorship. So yeah, in Israel, we got dictatorship. So he gave his father another left hook, you understood, from America, Miami. All haramis, these people. Quran, Kareem states, chapter 59, verse 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. That you think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. You know what Hamas did, MBS, you Murtad bin Shaitan? You know what Hamas did, you MBZ day in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, you Murtad bin Zindiq? They got a hold of thousands and millions of the Israeli citizens. And they are, their birthplace, their birth date, their accounts, their bank accounts and so forth and hacked it. Can you do this, you shaitans and haramis and bootlickers? This Hamas can do. We are Hamas. We stand with Hamas. We are proud of Hamas. They are the one who gave the Ummah Izzah. There 2 years ago, more just that, almost 2 years now. So you must remember October 7, 2023, they took out 1,000 jutlas and sent them to hell. They sent 20,000 jutlas to hell. And the army, 100,000 of them injured. You can do that? You hopeless, good-for-nothing, murtadin, ghaddarin. So that is what Hamas have done. Starmer humiliated there in UK. So now 44 MPs of his Labour Party voted against him. And they said that there's healthcare and all that you want, we must vote. We're not going to vote. So they voted with the opposition. So a big, big humiliation for Starmer. A big humiliation for Trump as well. You see, what to Izzu Mantasha, what to Zillu Mantasha. So Trump wants, he's called it the big, beautiful bill. You see that? So now it just passed. You understood how it passed? There in the Senate, that you must remember, there was a tie because three of Trump's party Republicans voted with the Democrats. So now it was equal both sides. So J.D. Vance, the vice president, had to use his casting vote. So Trump's bill passes by the narrowest of margin, you see that. So again, Trump and party humiliated. And now when it goes to the House of Representatives, so it will not make it through their humiliation and so forth. So Russian warplane crashes during training. Say, Putin, you better get your planes and all that in order there. You can't have your planes crashing and so forth. So Trump says that this bill is passed and so forth. So Elon Musk says, me, I'm going to fight you, Trump, and your party, and I'm going to humiliate you. So Trump says, we are going to look into Elon Musk and his subsidies. And if he talks too much, then we are going to deport him to South Africa. We don't want you, Elon Musk, in South Africa, you harami. We know what you did and so forth. You told them that there's a genocide here. And therefore, the Burkis and Boer from South Africa landed up in America. Now they're regretting as well. Ukraine hits a weapon factory, you see, there in Russia. That was a direct hit, and they shook Russia up. In that part there, they have like a few now. Three people killed in Russia there. Huge increase in the budget expenses and so forth there of NATO will destroy NATO. Lavrov, you know Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia. In Europe, now they are sweltering and sweating and perspiring, 40, 45, 46 degrees, Spain, England, Switzerland, a hot heat wave, you know, and they don't know what to do. They're running helter-skelter. All this is punishment for them. All you Salafis who have sold your soul to the devil. You know Sheikh Saleh Ali Talib, he came to South Africa. In 2010, he was the special guest of our Darul Uloom Newcastle. I was translating for him that Saturday, Sunday, Jalsa, and so forth. Then he delivered a khutbah there and in Makkah Mukarrama. And he said all this intermingling and all this what they call tarfih, entertainment, tarfih is the word they use. They have that minister Turki, another murtad and another bootlicker of MBS. So he said, what he spoke, wallahi, 100% truth, from Quran, Sharif and Sunnah. What MBS did, that was the last time he addressed the Ummah, and they arrested him, Imam of the Haramul Makki, for 10 years. Now they're transferring him to the Riyadh, you must remember, jail, where the conditions are very, very harsh. This is what they are doing with the Imam of Haram. And Sheikh Saleh Ali Talib, Hafidhullah, Allah Ta'ala protect him. Allah decimate and destroy MBS, Waman Wala, and all this. He thinks Trump and them and this Israel will save him. Nobody can save you. When you murdered Jamal Khashoggi, that's the day you wrote your death sentence. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ. Chapter 22, verse 18. Remember that whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give him honor. No Sudais can give you honor, another chamcha and a sidekick of yours. We have no time for these scholars for dollars. Yes, we love people like Sheikh Saleh Ali Talib, who will not apologize and they will stick it out. Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah. One day when I was translating, I remember Sheikh Shuraim said, وقال شيخ الإسلام قدس الله روحه. Normally they don't use words like that, but that day he was in Josh, you know, and he was firing Sheikh Shuraim. For Sheikh Sussayim, he said, شيخ الإسلام قدس الله روحه. So Allah Ta'ala has made these people. So he was in jail. People asked him, how's things in jail? He said, where you are and where I am, this verse is applicable. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْعَذَابِ. I'm inside, but Allah's mercy is coming to me. You're outside, and Allah's punishment is coming to you. That is what happens to this awliyaullah. In Trump's land, with this beautiful bull of his, the harami, he can't count. You know, Trump is a donkey. Everywhere, he just bribed his way through. So 12 million people in America will lose their health cover according to the Trump plan. Zahur Zuhran Mahmoudan, that is with the mayor now, maybe he'll make it to the New York mayor and all that. Shia, he is Pakka Kafir. Yesterday I sent it out on Twitter and X and so forth. So another harami, you see that? He is marching with the gays. He's marching there in New York with the lesbians and say, yes, we must be lesbian, we must be gays and so forth. It can be any person marching with them, straight away he's murtad out of the fold of Islam. So the Saudi regime, and they say that plus minus now, after Hajj already, we are still in the month of Muharram and it's only the first week. They have issued 200,000 visas already for Umrah. So you see, Hajj Umrah has become a money spinner for them. What they interested in Islam as long as they are making money. Didn't I tell you all? Julani, the leader of Syria. His name is spelled according to me, J-E-W. So finish. He said, we will make peace with Israel. We will give them the Golan Heights and then we will have peace and so forth. So what sacrifice Israel is making? So you harami, you murtad, if somebody puts a bullet through you, you'll get sawab, you must remember. All this why? So he must join. So Trump says, we no more sanctions, but you must also give something. You know Trump, capitalist, so something for something. So he say we'll give Golan Heights to Israel. Then we join Abrahamic Accord. All these people who join the Abrahamic Accord, pakka, murtad, haramis, and we must name them and shame them. You must remember that. So we say that we must deport Trump's wife and the family. You must remember Trump's in-laws and that. You remember Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah? He was the only person in the world. We must give credit where credit is due. No Maulvi, no Sheikh, no Imam could do that. He took on Jimmy Swaggart. Swaggart was there in America. And he was pumping like, you know, nobody can beat me. Allah Ta'ala chose our South African Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah. I used to meet him many a time. He used to speak with me Gujarati, thinking I'm Gujarati. I just used to laugh and all that. He took on Jimmy Swaggart and he beat him. He told Swaggart, you know, Ahmed Didat style. Mr. Swaggart, read Ezekiel, the two adulterous sisters, and I'll give you $100 or $50 a word. You must see how Swaggart read in the harami. And thereafter, he was caught with a prostitute. You see that? When you go against Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, you go against Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Quran says, chapter 108, verse number 3, Inna shani'aka huwal abtar, then the one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forbid, Allah will crush him. Anyway, Jimmy Swaggart flexed and he died like a dog, humiliated, disgraced. 90 years old, so yesterday he frecked. If you don't know what's the meaning of freck, freck is our Afrikaans, our Holland language, you know. We love Afrikaans. We grew up with the Afrikaans language. So to die like a dog, may he go and rot in hell. Yes, the Ijtima in America, great success. Chicago, you guys did well. 40,000 people, alhamdulillah, plus minus. So this week, tomorrow, Thursday, the Ijtima is starting day in Canada. It will be in Toronto, 40 kilometers away from there, a place called King City. I will send out the address and all you Canadians, all you Americans, all you Mexicans, South Africans who got visa, go if you want, mashallah. So good, all historic. This was a historic ijtima in America. Never before did they have such thing going on there. Allah accept, we support all ijtimas, we support all masajid to open the doors for all the jamaats, ijtima and so forth. South African news, South Africa seeks extension on US tariffs. The deadline is July the 9th, you see that? So what's the date today, Junaid Mota? So the date today is what? Is the 2nd. So next week, you must remember, Tuesday will be the 9th. So they want the extension on it. But South Africa, no Tekana. They don't know whether they're coming or going. So now the DA and the ANC are having internal wars and so forth. DA lays a criminal charge against the Minister of Higher Education in Kaba, another incompetent one. She had to choose and she chose the ANC members and so forth, and she lied and all that. Gwede, you know, Gwede. Gwede is another character, you must remember that. Gwede says, no, me, I'm not going to be in the race for the presidency to become the president of ANC and so forth, because he knows his history and geography, everything will come out. Malema says, we must nationalize the Reserve Bank. You see that? We don't agree with you that on that there, Malema. So the hundreds will lose their jobs in KZN, where you guys are, Radio Lansar International. So Matsepe, you know Matsepe, Patrick Matsepe, one of the richest guys in South Africa. So he's got a company where he's got shares. That company is folding, and hundreds of people are going to lose their jobs. So you must remember that as well. And then today, inshallah, Wednesday, so the 6th of Muharram, by the time we reach there, it will be 7th Muharram, there in Mount Vernon. Where's Mount Vernon? Near, remember, Vellum. You contact Mona Abid or Mona Wahid there, you must remember, in Vellum, or Muhammad Salim Asmal, our brother. So they will give you all the directions. So the program will be tonight, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, live on Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International, and inshallah on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. So Isha Salat day is 7:15. The Imam's name is Jafar, I think. So inshallah, we'll meet them there. And they got the big chow, they tell me, after the program. So if you don't want to come for the program, at least you can come for the chow. You know what is chow, no? So you have a nice meal there. So we'll meet you guys there, inshallah. Aziz, 11 to 12 is bliss of marriage. And 1 to 2 is tafsir. And in the afternoon, make dua. Allahumma ajdud. وأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين. يا الله, all these enemies of Islam, you decimate and destroy them. Ameen. يا رب العالمين. جيم وسليم. That was a marathon news report anyway. So let's go on. We have 10-12 minutes for the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, if we eat camel meat when we have wudu, do we have to make wudu again?
There are excellent books written on this, O you ulama, O you students, and you are really interested in fiqhul Islami, then you must buy and procure these two books. Hafiz ibn Kathir, who is buried there in Maqbarai Sufiya, and that is the graveyard of the Awliyaullah Sufis. His ustad is Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and he, Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Kathir, are buried in the same graveyard in Damascus, Maqabiru Sufiya. So he wrote the book, you understand, that al-masail allati infarada biha Shafi'i duna ikhwatihi. Those masail and issues where Imam Shafi'i is one side and the other three brothers and scholars and jurors are on the other side, the Hanafis, the Malikis, the Hanbalis. And then you have another book written, al-Fathur Rabbani ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. I have all these books with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is one side and all everybody else is on the other side. So man akala jazuran fal yatawadda. So in hadith, so whosoever eats, you understand, this camel and so go make wudu. So the only person who practices on that and say your wudu breaks is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. We don't pass the fatwa on that. We say fal yatawadda means, yeah, that you go and gargle your mouth and so forth, and not a real wudu and so forth as we understand it. Or if you make wudu, is mustahab and better, but not compulsory. So that is the verdict of the Malikis, the Shafi'is, and the Hanafis. You eat camel meat. I used to eat a lot of camel meat in the 70s when I used to go. It was something fascinating for us. We never saw a camel, leave alone camel meat. So remember that. So you don't have to make wudu after eating it. Only the Hanbalis say that, but their mazhab is weak on this issue. The correct verdict will be, according to majority scholars, the Hanafis, Malikis, and the Shafi'is on that issue.
Mufti Sahab, what is the ruling of keeping snakes as pets? My daughter-in-law has 3 pythons and 1 boar as pet in the house. Since then, my son hasn't been well. Wherever she goes, she takes one of the snakes with her.
One thing I know, Mawar Salim and myself will never visit your house with that pythons there and so forth. So remember, this is Sahih Hadith. This is Sahih, authentic Hadith. Imam Nasai, Rahimahullah, we studied Imam Nasai's work by who? Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari. He was teaching me in 79 and 80 there in Jamia Faruqia. He taught our Maulana Qasim Sema in 1937. So Allah, they all passed away. Allah give them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So Hadith in Sunan Nasai, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The Master عليه الصلاة والسلام said, اُقْتُلُوا الْحَيَّاتِ كُلَّهَا Kill all the snakes. You know, I grew up in an African township. It's called Location. We used to walk Calfoot. So I had my team, the African guys, because I have the soccer ball, the cricket, everything. So we used to walk and we say, Bulala. We see the snakes and all that. We just say, kill, kill, kill. Everybody goes into action. See, that's the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam. Kill all the snakes. فَمَنْ خَافَ ثَأَرَهَا And whoever fears that the snake will come back, that the partner will come back, the child will come back, ثَأَرَهَا to take revenge, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا It's not of us. It's a rejected belief. The Africans, they believe a lot in that. Remember that if you make bulala, then the other snake will come and take revenge. In Islam, we don't believe in this. We reject it. It's demolished and abolished. So it's haram for you and your children. Therefore, your children get sick and all that. You keep all haram things there. You must kill all the snakes in Islam so that we want a snakeless society.
If a person's umrah, is a person's umrah accepted if he or she has debt to pay the car installment, if they know they can come back and pay the debt, is the umrah still valid?
So you are in debt for your house, you are in debt for your car and vehicles. Now all these are long-term debts, 5 years, 4 years, 10, 20 years. So if you made arrangements with your creditor, you are the debtor, right? So if you made arrangements with that party, those or that owner and whoever from who you purchased the car or the house or whatever you, and you won't default on your payment, so it's fine. But if you are not going to pay and keep on, you must remember delaying, then it's not permissible for you to go for Umrah. The Hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Matalul Ghani Zulmun. Go and open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Delaying to pay your debts is zulm and oppression and transgression. So you, if you made proper arrangements, there's no defaulting on the payment, then it's permissible for you to go for Umrah and Hajj and what have you. So, but debts are very, very serious. A Muslim must stay away from debts as far as possible. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Learn this dua, wonderful, powerful, potent dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from ma'tham, from all types of vices and sins, wal-maghram, and all type of debts and so forth. So therefore, debts are permissible, but discouraged in Islam. Therefore, I tell my wife, me, I don't owe anybody, alhamdulillah. Ya rental, all that we pay, you must remember. That, you know, I don't own a house and that. We stay here. Butigani is our connection, you see. That Masi Jo Potro, you see, he's my Masi, my Khala's grandson. So we got upar makan, niche dukan. We're very happy, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So like that, but we don't owe anybody. Stay away from this, remember, it's not a good thing.
Mufti Sahib, is ghusl farz on a person after they give ghusl to a deceased person?
The Hadith in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations, he, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Man ghassala mayyitan falyaghtasil. I gave ghusl to my brother, to my father, all of them, right? So you gave ghusl, Mawar Salim Kareem, to hundreds of people, much more than me, because you're very active in society. We are sleepy Jews, you know. So anyway, so then you who gave the ghusl for you, for the deceased, you bade the deceased. For you to take the ghusl, my sister, is not compulsory. It is sunnah, is good. But not compulsory. So some people, the way they say, no, I must take ghusl, that's wrong. It's better if you take the ghusl, but it's not compulsory. It's sahih, authentic hadith. So keep everything in the proper perspective and don't make hulu and don't go to other extremes as well.
Kisab, can you please explain what day and time to pray at Masjid-e-Quba to get the reward for Umrah?
Remember, Masjid Quba, Quran Sharif speaks of it. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi. If you go to Masjid Quba and you can read Arabic or you're a Hafiz, you will see where the mihrab is and where that niche, you know, that semicircle is where the imam stands and so forth. So, you know, Sheikh Huzayfi, so his son, his name is Ali. So Ali Huzayfi, his son is Ahmad Huzayfi. Ahmad Huzayfi delivered the khutbah last week in Medina Munawwara. He was imam there as well in Masjid Quba. So it's an honor for them to be imam there in Masjid Quba. And obviously Masjid Nabawi, what can we say? It's one of the greatest honors Allah gives a person. So father and son are imam, you understand, in Masjid Nabawi. So la masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi. Allah Jalla wa'ala is praising the people there of Quba and so forth, that when they make istinja, they use water. Fihi rijal wi yuhibbuna ayatatuharu. Chapter 9, verse number 108. So we should remember that. That the first Masjid Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built bi yadihi ash-sharifa, with his own Mubarak hands. And then said Abu Bakr Siddiq placed the second block and brick and so forth. So any day of the week you go, the hadith is sahih, authentic in Ibn Majah. Man tatwahhara min baytihi. Whoever makes wuzu, ghusl, better to make ghusl, but if you make wuzu, it's fine. And you go 100% pure and clean. Thumma swalla, and thumma ata Masjid Quba, and you come to Masjid Quba, wa salla fihi rakatain, and you read 2 rakat salat day in the morning or in the evening, evening meaning night time and so forth. Then kana lahu ka ajri umratin, you receive the reward like you make a umrah. Imagine how much difficulty go from here to there and all that, ihram. Yeah, you just go any day. So you make it, you get the reward, and you read 2 rakat, another 2, you get 3 umrah sawabs. You must remember like that. So we used to encourage people to read 3 times like that. We go ishraq time, salatul duha time, read 2 rakat, tahiyatul masjid, 2 rakat, salatul hajat, tawbah, salatul ishraq, salatul duha, like the multiple intentions. And the best day, you can go any day, but the best day to go will be Saturday. And that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go rakiban or mashia. So that hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Sometimes walking and sometimes on the means of conveyance, the camel Mubarak. Last question.
Yesterday in Zuhr namaz, the imam made a mistake where he prayed 5 rakats instead of 4. He did do sajda sahu. Do we have to repeat our farz again?
Remember, in a situation like that, I told you the usul, al-khuruj anil-khilaf, come out from the difference of opinion, some imam say this, some say this, so the best is you repeat the salat, and according to Hanafis, you must repeat the salat, it's compulsory, so therefore we will advise all parties there to repeat the salat. So tonight, inshallah, Mount Vernon, Barakallahu Fik, Allah Ta'ala reward the Capital Group for sponsoring all these programs. Jazakallahu Khairan, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.